California is seeing a small dip in the number of new coronavirus infections and hospitalizations. Governor Gavin Newsom gave the latest figures.
21.2% decline in the seven-day average total number of positive cases. But the positivity rate is also seen a decline as we've increased our daily average tests. So 14-day positivity rate, 7%. The seven-day positivity rate now down to 6.1%. It's not where it needs to be. It is still too high. But again, it is good to see this number trending down, not trending up. We're now, not surprisingly, seeing hospitalizations go down modestly, 10% decrease.
Newsom compares the 10% decrease in hospitalizations to a near 50% increase just a few weeks ago as an encouraging sign. ICU, intensive care unit admissions are also down by 5%. But that's overall, and California is a large state. Newsom says some areas like the Central Valley are experiencing a surge, and that's disproportionately affecting the Latino community. Some $52 million to help roughly 8 counties in the large agricultural region to respond. And while new infection rates are going down, Newsom says deaths are going up, including the death of a Fresno teenager, the first minor in California to die from the coronavirus.
This, again, for us, is a point of obvious concern, and for the family members, each and every life lost is devastating, and our heart goes out, including a young person in Fresno that lost their lives, a teenager. And this is a sober reminder of how deadly this disease is and how it can impact anybody, and how important it is to do the kind of work we all must do as a society, as a community, and as individuals to do what we can to mitigate that spread, to wear those masks, to physically distance, to avoid the kind of mixing large crowds and outside your immediate household as much as you possibly can.
That's in addition to the 32 lives lost as of Sunday. But Newsom reminds people the average 14-day death toll remains around 121 deaths per day. The governor says he's cautiously optimistic and will be more so should the small downward trend of coronavirus infections continue. He warns deaths, though, are not likely going to decrease anytime soon. He says 38 counties are now on the state's watch list for a possible increase in shelter-in-place orders. San Mateo is the newest. Late last week, Santa Clara County was also added to the state's watch list. The 38 counties, says Newsom, now make up the vast majority of California's population. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.